Australia's largest installation of new lightweight and flexible solar panels will be officially unveiled today at the National Maritime Museum in Sydney. The technology has been developed by solar researcher and entrepreneur Dr. Zhenrong Shi. Dr. Shi is an Australian, Chinese-Australian citizen, and after studying and developing solar technology in Australia, he famously became the world's first solar billionaire when the company he founded in China listed on the New York Stock Exchange in 2005. He joins me this morning from our Sydney studio. Dr. Shi, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning, Patricia.
Quite a title, really, the first solar billionaire. You must enjoy that. Lightweight and flexible solar panels have been experimental technology for some time now, but today at 10 a.m, the switch is flicked on this massive new installation in Sydney. Can you describe what the panels look like and how they work?
Yeah, it's a really exciting time. And it took us almost 5 years to develop this new material and product. And as we know, you know, solar has been going on for almost half century. And, you know, a lot of advanced technology actually were developed at, home country here from the University of New South Wales. So, but the conventional solar panels, you know, we saw they are glass-based, you know, very heavy, and the weight of each panel probably talking about close to 20 kilograms per square meter. And many of our rooftops, you know, commercial building or factory building rooftops cannot handle this weight. And the Maritime Museum, and when we talked to the CEO, Kevin, 5 years ago, they got a budget, you know, to put on solar on their roof. But because of the historic nature of the building, and also they got a sandwich thermal insulation panel on the roof, they don't want to any penetration, so they couldn't do it. Unless about 2 years ago, they found us, and we provide a solution of this glass-free, you know, polymer composite material-based crystalline silicon solar panel, which only weighs like, you know, for each panel is about 5 kilograms. So it's only, you know, a quarter of the weight of conventional panels. That's how, you know, it solved the problem for many of our rooftops. Yeah.
So what does this mean for the future? Will we be seeing more of these panels and less of those traditional flat, rigid glass panels, and as you say, much heavier as well?
Yes, and Patricia, you know, according to some statistics, about 40% of this commercial and factory building rooftops, you know, these buildings were built some years ago without consideration of this weight issue, and they cannot, you know, install conventional glass-based solar panel because of weight. Of course, you can do that, but you have to spend extra effort and money, labor, to strengthen the roof structure before you can put on glass panel. But some man's lightweight glass panel will make it, this installation much easier, you know, so you don't need to do any extra work, and it just put it on like you can glue or bond the panels directly on the rooftop, so make your installation much easier.
Where are these lightweight solar panels made, and can they be produced at scale at present?
Yes, we do have a capacity of 100 megawatt of production, you know, in China. We also have production facility contracted in Thailand. Yeah.
You famously made and lost your first $1 billion in the solar manufacturing boom that you started in China in 2001. It's remarkable to think now that there was no solar manufacturing there when you started. 6 or 7 years later, the industry was hit by overinvestment, but the biggest global solar manufacturers are still in China. What's the health of the industry like now?
Yeah, I think industry is getting very mature, you know, this moment. And as you said, when I started, you know, I had a big enough gut to go to China and started the first modern technology factory. And ever since then, there's the industry has been developed very fast. We're talking about thousands of manufacturers along the solar value chain, supply chain. So because of supply chain development, that really drives the cost down dramatically. So, and we do see many of the technologies developed here in Australia from the University of New South Wales being commercialized, you know, into mass production, you know, in China and globally. So I'm very proud of my experience, you know, got into this country and get trained from USW, and then after that, we commercialize the technology and make a solar available to everybody. Yeah,
it's incredible. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thank you, Patricia.
That's Dr. Jen Rong Shi, founder of Sunman Co. Limited, which has developed these new lightweight efficient solar panels that will be unveiled today at the National Maritime Museum in Sydney. It's Australia's largest installation of this new technology.